Welcome to the Weekly Hijack.
Hello, everyone.
Our episode tonight is... question mark?
Oh, it can't. It's not a sound. It's just a... Okay.
Well, I don't know. It's literally a question mark.
It's literally, yes. So, which is a good one for this episode, not only because it's trying to find the question mark on the map, but because there's just a lot of...
question marks?
I mean, this is perfect. This is a Damon Lindelof, Carlton Cuse episode.
Okay.
And it has a lot of that sort of like... They play with the ambiguity, but it works really well. I mean, they don't really answer a lot of things, but it does. It still feels like they're revealing all kinds of stuff.
It's classic Lost, raising as many questions as it answers.
Yeah.
What is the question mark? Well, there's a new hatch. What does it mean? Well...
apparently not what you think it means. Where do we want to start on this one?
Okay, well, my first thought with the dream is like, okay... where's this dream coming from?
Yeah, exactly. Like, can we connect this to something, or is it just one of those one-off things?
Yeah, and it's hard to tell. Like in the later Echo episode, Echo seeing Yimmy was Man in Black or Smoke Monster.
And I wonder if you couldn't make the case that Yimmy and the dreams are Smoke Monster.
Are also Man in Black.
Yeah, because Monster. You know, you're still doing this manipulation of Locke and Jack, and that Locke and Echo, and the... because I'm trying to remember. I feel like you need the... I don't know. I'm trying to think how everything connects. You know, whether... who would most benefit from the hatch being blown up?
Well, I suppose Man in Black, but it's...
but it makes Desmond awesome, which is what Jacob needs.
Okay, true. I mean, if you're purposely trying to... okay, so you're assuming that he was purposely trying to manipulate Locke into giving up on the hatch, even though it also made Echo... believe more in the hatch, ironically enough.
Yes.
So, I mean, but assuming Locke giving up on the hatch was the end goal.
Yeah.
Then, and Man in Black wanted the hatch gone, what would the explosion of... would it break the seal on the island? Would the island itself be destroyed? Because Desmond winds up saving things by turning that key.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, if Man in Black actually wants the complete whatever happens when the hatch actually goes, not the failsafe that Desmond enacted, then would it have been a preemptive
break of
island magic?
Maybe, because, again, this is highly speculative at this point, and I'm sure lots of stuff in later seasons, but, you know, we always say season 6 is largely season... wait, how'd that work? Okay, when they're trying to... they shut off the island magic and they turn back on. The hatch is like the same thing. You know how they work very much the same. You take the thing out.
It's a fail-safe
key for the giant for the whole island.
Right.
And maybe the hatch itself is a mini version of that that might work towards that end.
That's sort of a big test, basically, for the survivors. It's possible. Here's a question.
And it could be island just communicating to people too.
Well, here's a question I don't remember. We know the hatch is containing and releasing electromagnetic energy.
Yeah.
Is that related at all to the light in the core of the island at all?
I don't remember
if they're at all connected.
What caused the incident exactly?
The incident was basically blowing up an atom bomb, and there was something in the heart of the island that the Dharma Initiative was trying to drill for. And then Juliet basically blew it up to, well, let's see.
My brain hurts from that. Yes.
You both are rubbing your head.
Your brain is hurting. Well, okay, let's ask this question. This might be easier.
Yeah.
At this point in the game, what do we think Yimmy was? I'm not saying they didn't connect the dots later, but I don't know that they know everything at this point as a writer, you know?
Yeah.
Is it just island, or is it Black Man? Because the thing is, the Smoke Monster's been running around Echo for a while. I mean, you know, they faced each other off, and I feel like...
that's true.
He knows Echo really well, and he's taken all those pictures from his life. That'd be my guess. I don't know what the motive is at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes the most sense with previous Echo episodes and future Echo episodes.
To be Man in Black.
Be Man in Black.
I think it probably is the simplest explanation.
Well, and then Locke's always been, the Man in Black's been using him forever. Now, what they wanted him to get from going down there.
That's very...
well, you know the things, though.
Open for debate.
They echo, you must help John, you must I think the goal is again to keep pressing the button. Maybe Locke was about done with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe it was. Maybe the goal was. But if that was the case, it seems like that would be more of a Jacob thing.
That's true.
I mean, that's assuming you're wanting to maintain the status quo, which, for the most part, Jacob is.
Yeah, he doesn't care, largely, yeah. Unless Man Black thought it would completely dishearten Locke to get there, and then it didn't, and then Echo...
And get the message, and watch the thing, and yeah.
And maybe then Echo just derailed it, because, you know, yeah. Anyways.
I mean,
These are the fun things with Lost, that they're... I think people like a lot of clean answers. You can, but I think there's enough.
No,
you can make connections.
And it seems like there's the creators, like, in terms of their own spirituality, yeah. they're very like, well, you know, we really like having people just ask questions.
Yeah.
Like they're much more interested in the questions than the answers, which yeah. is kind of appropriate for an episode titled Question Mark.
I mean, it is very postmodern in the sense that.
What do you think it is?
And
he was trying to do.
There were three answers could be true, and we'll, yeah.
More deep if we don't explain it.
You know? We are still talking about it many years after they aired it.
True. Wow, that makes it sound even more like a Machiavellian plot than now, Man in Black.
Okay, let's talk about the Pearl real quick, since we're talking about meaning and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so apparently the hatches are being watched, or at least that hatch. At least the swan is being watched.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little disconcerting.
Well, I'm pretty sure at one point they do get a camera feed working for one of the other stations.
Oh, because the
see Patchy.
Patchy shows up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Mikhail.
But it's interesting though, if I remember right too, all the pneumatic tubes thing. Eventually, they show that those go nowhere.
They go well, not only that, but do you see that camera in the Pearl?
Uh-huh.
I think the Pearl's being watched too.
Yeah, I think the Pearl is. It might be more of an actual experiment than
the other ones.
The other ones actually.
So
are.
It's
an experiment about people watching experiments.
It's well, you know what? You know they always talk about some of these things about B.F. Skinner behavioralism. You know about behavioralism?
Is that what's called determinism?
Anyways, that things would go just right, like certain inputs get certain outputs. And they mention them on these videos sometimes. But observing the observer, I mean, it sounds like something Darwin would observe the observers, you know, and figure out how people are reacting to people reacting.
Yes.
But Insidious and Insane and the Dharma Initiative was way too hippie for its own good.
Well, we were just talking though about right before we started recording about how the Dharma orientation tapes are one of the best things about Lost.
Yeah, there's many great things in Lost, but the orientation tapes are at the top.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
Anytime if they promote a Dharma tape, everyone was like, "Ooh, there's a new Dharma."
I mean, they would do that, but you know, some they just do with a Comic-Con, like here's an Orchard tape, and you know.
And some of those I think were non-canon,
yeah.
but they were still fun. It's all the whole atmosphere Orchid. And the fun idea that you found this footage, and it's found footage in the middle of a regular story, which is kind of cool.
And you know, what's his name? What is the guy's actual name? Chang,
yes, Pierre Chang.
You know, he's Marvin Candle at one point. This time he was held a completely different name.
Yes.
But this one didn't
have... Was it Marvin Wick?
I don't think it was Marvin... Was it Marvin Wick this time? Maybe it was.
Possibly, because I know he liked to do the light thing, yeah.
The light thing. But he had both real arms this time, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And not a...
In a previous one, he just keeps one arm at his side.
He has a wooden arm in the other one, which he loses during the incident.
Yes. Yep. Which is interesting, though, because what the footage they show of, like, the experiments they're watching look an awful lot like the hatch. It's not quite the hatch setup, but they must have had a pretty good idea how they wanted to
order it. It is interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing. I always wonder how much of this stuff they had at this point, how much they had planned, how much was just general ideas. But they obviously connect it pretty well as it go.
Yeah.
But I just would like to know how – I know they don't ever want to tell me. But as a writer, I would like to – you know, everyone would be like, they didn't know it. To me, it's fluid, but I wouldn't know how fluid, you know.
Yes. Yeah. No,
what were ideas?
You don't mind that it's fluid and they change their mind, but you'd love to get the insight.
When you write a book, that's what happens. You know, you don't like, aha, I will stick to my outline exactly. That makes boring books.
Yes.
Unless you're a really good outliner, I'm not. But, okay.
People who aren't writers don't understand that.
Yeah. Michael. Oh. Every line people said around Michael is horrible.
It's like, let's twist that knife in a little bit more, you know.
I'm glad you're safe, Michael. Oh, no, the worst one, though, was when Libby's like, Michael. Like, don't worry, he's okay.
And then she, like, dies of fright.
I know.
Apparently. Like, the horrific look on her face is like,
Lost writers, you're evil.
I missed the one before. Did he do that because he's trying to get Walt back?
Essentially.
Yeah, they haven't said that yet, but...
Yeah, they haven't said it yet, but that's...
I mean, Libby was an accident. He kind of planned to do Aunt Lucia.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't want to kill anyone, but he figured that was going to have to happen.
Well, and the funny thing is, later on, Michael's like, well, look what you people made me do. And then Ben is like, we didn't make you kill anybody. We didn't ask you to kill those people. You just did.
Yeah.
The others are like, we're pretty clever. We can do it. You know, we'll force anyone to do it our own way, but we have these rules.
Rules.
Yeah.
But crazy dream sequences, everything around that question mark. It was, you know, the whole, Echo's whole, like, look, I lost my brother. He had a crash. I came here. I found him.
Okay.
The lock, this is where you lost your leg that one time.
We have to touch on one more weird bit of ambiguity-ness, and that's the psychic.
Yes.
What is the deal? Okay, so Echo's flashback is about him going to basically investigate this miracle and see whether someone actually came back from the dead.
Which is a clever thing, because then it's basically like, are these things real or are they science experiments? Yeah. I mean, the whole episode basically, the whole faith science thing, testing. done really, really well in the episode.
Yeah, very much so. But the father of the girl in question in the miracle is the same psychic that Claire went to. That he said that you have to have this baby.
Yeah.
Except now he's kind of self-admitting he's a fraud.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not the sort of thing that a fraud would tell a pregnant woman. Like,
don't
give this up. I'm going to buy you a plane ticket to Los Angeles so that some adopted parents can get it. You know, unless he had some sort of weird change of heart or faith, but
or people were paying him. You know, someone wanted the baby and he was being the middleman.
Yeah, if you think about it, this is like around the same time as Claire getting on the plane, because Echo's on the same plane, obviously. Sometimes we forget that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's bizarre.
It really adds even another layer of...
What were they thinking with Claire's baby, with Aaron?
I, like we've said before, I really think there was a plot line there that ended up, for whatever reason, not working for him. They just didn't do.
Yeah.
Because you just feel like at one point that was going to be a big deal a bigger deal.
It's certainly another piece of the puzzle.
It seems like even at the end of season 4, there's a, like, Claire gets this random phone call and there's just backward whispers on it. And I think if you reverse it, something about don't bring him back or something like that.
Season 4? Oh, weird.
I know. It's just something's, I don't get the Aaron thing. Aaron really just stays.
He's just a baby.
Just
regular baby as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the ambiguity on sometimes is particularly clever. Like, I think there's a lot that works in this one, but when you really press it sometimes, you're like, I don't know if they even know what they want to, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
And I think people who are very logical really want or set for having exact answers.
They can point to things like that and be like, hey, come on now, you're...
But
especially, fast and loose with us.
And so I think in the large, you know, if you connect in the whole story, you can call foul on some of these things. I think as an individual episode, the ambiguity works because of the thematic things that are going in the episode itself.
Yes, yes. I mean, like we said, it certainly gives us plenty to talk about and think about.
When I think that sort of like edge between faith and doubt is the whole point of an episode like this.
Hmm.
And so not having answers is kind of necessary if you think doubt's a valid topic.
That's a good point, because if you just kind of spell it out, then like, well, okay, you settled on something.
So I don't call foul for the episode itself. Now, inside the whole context, you can't really quite connect things, and it seems... Now, who knows? You know, maybe there are all kinds of weird... they would probably say there's all kinds of weird forces out even outside the island. You know, and things happen, and
yes,
and there is a certain amount of destiny that moves. You know, Jacob and Man in Black are not the only players. That there is this destiny thing that kind of just explains things that you can't explain.
Yes, there is some of that involved too.
Yeah,
so it's a complicated beast.
It's a long podcast.
So that's all we have time for tonight. Plenty of long discussion for one episode, but
I have to just mention, I love Mr. Echo. He's a great character.
Yeah, he is.
And it's interesting that he works really well when Locke is down.
Yes. I'm always curious what his role would have been if the actor had wanted to stick around longer. I don't know. Maybe it was always he was always destined
destined for to kill him off at some point.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's weird to think of there being two men of faith, you know, around the survivors camp. You would almost think that at some point one of them would have succumbed to something.
And just weird because, yeah, well, I agree. And just interesting because, like, Echo believes when Locke doesn't, and then Echo's kind of doubtful, you know, kind of skeptical when Locke.
Yeah, because when he first got there and first saw the orientation film, he's like, I'm not so sure about all
this. And Locke's like, yes!
Yeah.
This is completely true. So.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Remember to check us out at derailedtrainsofthought.blogspot.com.
On iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, yep. And listen to our parent podcast, Derailed Trains of Thought.
Yep. It's a different podcast feed, so if you found us some other way, check that one out.
Yes, it's great stuff.
All right. Till next time, this is Tim.
This is Nick.
Bye.